Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text 35. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai Jagannath, can you do this? Then I can put this on. The only way I can have this here is the Skype, and I don't know how powerful it will be. If there's any problem, then you one second. Sapari saki bicho nishamya madye mijapari lakamishke tithabati parasanikaya akshna parke with your mamastu. Thanks to the command of his friend, Sri Krishna, between the soldiers Arjuna and Duryodhana. And while there, this was done simply by looking at the enemy, let my mind be fixed. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana. Sri Gurave Maha Sri Chaitanya Sam Kamayam Dadati Sapadanti Kripa Shindu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Namo Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One second. So greeting from Shastram in Ali, really, it's a certain level, of course. But at least this is the environment. And it's consciousness of the body. This is your consciousness. So any place can be ruled by the mind. But the atmosphere is just sublime. And I have, already we have three people visiting from America. Jai Jagannath, Michael Tregno, New York, and Eva, one lady we met. And we'll have a retreat next week. But today we have our Kali Yoga Fest, so our whole property is... They spent $3,000. That's Columbia. They spent $1,000 on just one big tent with a platform, and we have our own beautiful yoga hall, and I'll be lecturing. But it's really we're really trying to create a culture, and as I mentioned many times, culture is not what you say your place is; it's what people feel when they come. So our culture is welcomed, cared for, expertly done. In the service of Srila Prabhupada. I want people to feel that. And it's so wonderful, so many guests. Even a very, very, and we had a Vastu Puja. There's one young man, he's 30 years old. He studied 15 years in Mayapur. He's the closest thing to like a pure devotee you could say. And God is the expert. Vastu Puja, because we just, opened up a beautiful guest house. I mean, it's really beautiful. copy at 907. Well, I'm going to do something about it. One second here. Okay, several things I'm going to do. Okay, just wait here. Better reception. Okay, Jai Jagannath. We'll just go. If you can help me carry my computer. We're going to go to a better place and see if it works. Yeah, with my, we'll be right back. Feedback, I came to a place closer to the server, also closer to the dining room, and closer to everything else that makes noise. But these are the choices that we have to make as I try to plow through the class. Okay? So what I was saying is I'm here at our Sham Ashram, and I invite all the people that are listening to one day visit this really, really wonderful place. I mean, anybody that's coming is just saying this is amazing. And I said, including our culture. And what our culture is welcome, cared for, expertly done in the service of Srila Prabhupada. And a huge festival now. I meant even the tent here alone. And this is Colombia. It's $3,000. And we have a pretty big yoga shala ourselves. Bigger than most studios in New York, maybe twice as big. Yeah, it's pretty big. And but we're expecting 300-400 people. And, you know, think like what the Rock Theatre looks like in New York, but with a better stage. And it's just really wonderful. And I'll be speaking. Okay, now, in terms of the verse, you know, this first canto is so beautiful because it's giving the history of the Bhagavatam. But the history of the Bhagavatam, which is the history about Krishna, which is about Krishna, but the history of the Bhagavatam is about Krishna. Because it's Krishna appearing in the form of the Bhagavatam after he leaves his physical presence. So when they're telling you the history of the Bhagavatam, we're seeing Krishna, because the history of the Bhagavatam is Krishna appearing in the womb of Maharaj Prickett and inspiring him. And then we're there at the battlefield of the Kurukshetra. And what we're seeing is the Priyojana. The Priyojana is Priti. The last Sandarbha is called the Priti Sandarbha. And what Priti means, it means affection or love, but literally it means the happiness you get in the happiness of another. It's that feeling in the heart where you're not actually concerned for your own happiness, but that lack of concern for your own happiness. Is there any possible way that the speakers can be fixed at another time? Well, just say, I mean, I'm not going to compromise. Jimena. Oh. No way? Okay. All right. She has to do this now. What? What's that? She needs to do it. Can the sound be put down a little bit? Just the sound. Okay, there's not much I can do here, but if you can hear me, because there's a big stage. There's an Odissi dancer on the stage. Okay, they can still hear me. Okay, thank you.
So we're getting into the part of the Bhagavatam that's, you know, about pritti. And pritti means that feeling in your heart. And that's the essence of bhakti. You know, I wrote something about that in my Facebook book. It was quoted for me, is that kaita dharma, cheating dharma means, is that when you are, it's not just I perform a yoga to be a beautiful wife, or I perform a yoga to get wealth, but it's also I perform devotional service for myself. And when we start to advance Krishna consciousness, we're really conscious of that. Remember, I wrote that thing about Borijan called Bhakti in Essence, when he said, you know, it's an offering. And we have to be vigilant to come to that point. And one of the impediments to bhakti is bhakti itself. Because when you get bhakti, then people follow you. And if you have a tendency to start doing it because people follow you, then it impedes your bhakti. So first we have to hear how important bhakti is. And then we have to really try to live by it and execute it in that way. And really become like Jayananda Prabhu. It was his disappearance day recently. Who, when Prabhupada came, he wasn't even wanting to enjoy Prabhupada's association. He just wanted Prabhupada to be pleased by Seva. So, it's nice to hear about devotees who have bhakti. And I was talking to Jai Jagannath, we had some nice discussion. And that's where Raganuga Bhakti really begins. When you appreciate the feelings of the residents of Vrindavan, not just their forms. And if you enter into it prematurely, your enjoyment will be their forms, not their feelings. And that's what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta worried about. And if you have material rag yourself, the tendency would be to meditate on these things for the forms or not the feelings. Or conversely, if you can relish the feelings, you'll meditate on the forms, not for the forms, but the feeling. And that's why it's nice to come to Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan, you can hear the pastimes and maybe get a glimpse of what those feelings are. So we get a glimpse of these feelings, and this is Bhishma Dev's love. And his love for Krishna is rasa. He's relishing it. And people who read this at a higher level of Krishna consciousness, they read it for the rasa, for the appreciation. And they read it for that flavor, not understanding, because they understand already. But until you come to the understanding that the essence of the Bhagavatam is to surrender to Guru and Krishna, you don't get the feeling. And that's Bhakti Siddhanta's message. You have to get that feeling. And then when you get that feeling, then you relish it. You don't need to be told by Guru and Krishna. I was talking to Jai Jagannath. He's with me. And I gave him the example, like Radhanath Swami. You know, you don't have to go over to Radhanath Swami and say, you have to be the servant of the servant of the servant. He repeats that 1,000 times because people need to hear it. Even in Chaupati, where there's such cultured people and, you know, very high-level people. But, so anyway, this is relishable. He's now meditating on Krishna and his relationship with Krishna. And he's a servitor of Krishna. He's a servitor of Krishna in the mood of valor. One of his service for Krishna is to fight with him. Just like you have a friend. I did. Yeah. It's somehow I'm learning, you know, to give class in any circumstances. But they would consider it and they put down the speakers a little bit. But that's prominent. So what was I saying?
In valor,
like someone fights with their friend. And just think about it. Why shouldn't it be in God? Sports is such a relish in this world, you know? It's such a relish in this world. Yeah. If you have to do this, Anita, no problem. The table I'm on, a cloth has just come. Okay. I wish I had her off table. Thank you. What was the last point?
Sports is such a relish.
What?
Sports is such a relish.
Yeah, sports is such a relish. So God relishes that, and he needs people to play with. And also, he needs a good fight. That was Jai and Vijay. I mean, they had to come to the material world because God wants a good fight. What a philosophy we have. Why should God not want a good fight? But in love, as a service. How are you?
Good.
So now let's read the purport. Remember, he's talking about the relish of Krishna entering the battlefield and shortening the lifespans by his glance. So he wants, let me be fixed on that Krishna in battle. In Bhagavad Gita 121.25, Arjuna ordered the infallible Lord Krishna to place his chariot between the phalanxes of the soldiers. That's a dramatic scene. Bhishma Drona Pramukhata. You know, he put it right in the face of his relatives. And of course, that existential crisis we all have to face, the choice sometimes between dharmas. To find out the essence of Dharma. So here, to find out the essence of Dharma, he's faced on the other side with the Guru, and he's faced with his Guru. He's faced with his Guru and his grandfather. He asked him to stay there until he had finished observing the enemies he had faced in the battle. When the Lord was so asked, he at once did so, just like an order carrier. And the Lord pointed out all the important men on the opposite side, saying, here is Bhishma, here is Drona, and so on. The Lord, being the supreme living being, is never the order supplier or carrier of anyone, whoever he may be, but out of his causeless mercy and affection for his pure devotee. Sometimes he carries out the order of the devotee like an awaiting servant. This is absolutely the one of the most important points in Krishna consciousness. And one thing I once found, and I kind of like discovered myself, which I never read in any commentary, the significance of the significance of the significance of Krishna, seeing Krishna the first time in the two main books about Krishna, the book he spoke and the book about him, seeing him for the first time in the exact same place. In the exact same place, which is on the chariot, which is so relevant for our understanding, so relevant for our understanding of God, that the supremacy of our God is his personality. And person means relationship, and relationship means to serve. And there's only one relationship where you serve by affection, superior. And that's when you are, you know, God, when you take that. So I always meant this. Krishna means God with his guard down.
Michael,
so his, help, Michael. And his, so his, so most love comes out. Your most intimate side comes out in equality or subordination, not superiority. So this point is made. Our God is even subordinate, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Not just the supreme position of Godhead. What do you appreciate about people? Position or personality? We were just commenting, Jai Jagannath, probably the headliner at our festival is this person called Andre Ram. And he's probably the foremost disciple of Dharma Mitra. And, you know, he came here, you know, yesterday or earlier, because he's also sharing the teacher training with us. And Jai Jagannath said, so unassuming and so humble. Would we be more enlivened if he walked in as God's gift to the yoga world? Or would we be more enlivened if he walked in as a person? You know, not to impose his world on us. I'm also careful like that. I don't know these people. I'm not going to walk in like I have this position or anything like that. But we relate. And it's so sweet. The relationships are just so sweet. So Bhishma Dev is also relishing that his friend has an intimate side. It's actually his master. His master has an intimate side. By executing the order of a devotee, the Lord becomes pleased, as a father is pleased to carry out the order of his small child. This is possible only out of pure transcendental love between the Lord and his devotees. And Bhishma Dev was quite aware of this fact. He therefore addressed the Lord as the friend of Arjuna. Partha Sakhe, the friend. So that also, because we never see God alone, because that's not his supremacy. His supremacy is his love. So we always see God as Lakshmi Narayan or Krishna Balaram or Partha Sarathi. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Okay, I'm sitting on the main porch of our hacienda, is it called, or something like that? Some beautiful, our house. And before me is, you know, our big yard. And so the vendors are coming in. And it's just so nice that the people of the ashram and the volunteers that have come, It's just so nice. They just have so much service. Bhakti is more than anything else is service. and Pradyumna told me this too, that Prabhupada was so okay. But you tell her that you're available. Pradyumna told me he really liked that Prabhupada, when he translated bhakti, it was always devotional service. Krishnanu Shilanam. It's service. The main thing is service, actually. And without service, it's very hard to be purified. Because when you chant, there's a tendency that you can... chanting is purifying, but if you just chant, the tendency is that you can just build up your ego. But when you serve, you have to be humble. And when you serve, the level of devotion in your heart is actually seen by others. when you're chanting, you can just get into so many self-delusions. I'm not knocking chanting, but I'm just saying there's a special purification when you serve. The Lord diminished the duration of life of the opposite party by his merciful glance. It is said that all the fighters who assembled on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained salvation by personally seeing the Lord at the time of death. And I think two nights ago we went to the ISKCON temple for their Lord Nrisimhadeva appearance day. And really, it's something just to go there, right? And to see the face of like their 65-year-old Pujari who's been there for 30 years. the humility. And just the wonderful Colombian devotees. And we had such a nice time there. But when I gave the story about Lord Nrisimhadeva, I asked the question, what was the first part of the story? The first part of the story was actually the chapter before where Vishnu sided with the demigod against Vritasura, the demon. So it brought up the point of his impartiality and to actually answer Maharaj Prickett's question, they told that thing about what is that called with the Rajasuya sacrifice where Shishupal was killed but got salvation, to show that Krishna is not partial. Whatever Krishna does is love. That's not partiality. You punish for love, you benedict for love. Not I punish, I hate, I benedict because I like. So so it looked that way. But no, that's not the case. It's he's partial. He punishes, he benedicts, it's all love. It's all love. Actually, he was merciful to the opposite party because they would have not obtained salvation by dying at home in the ordinary course of life. Here was a chance to see the Lord at the time of death and thus attain salvation from material life. Therefore, the Lord is all good. And whatever he does is for everyone's good. And that includes in our life. The positive stuff, the negative stuff, the things that come I wrote a post on Facebook too, you know. We shouldn't waste good suffering.
I shared that.
So people, it's like that. It was apparently for victory of Arjuna's intimate friend, but factually was good for Arjuna's enemies. Such are the transcendental activities of the Lord. And whoever understands this also gets salvation after quitting his material body. The Lord does no wrong in any circumstance because he's absolute, all good at all times. You know, I just got a message from... I can say a disciple of mine whose mother is dying in Vrindavan, and she's recording her mother, and the mother is saying, at death we become rebellious. Why me? You think you have problems now? But God is doing that. Why me? And she said that, by Krishna's mercy, we'll actually be able to understand that point. But she said, you will be challenged. She said, unless you have Sarup Siddhi, unless you manifest your spiritual identity, you will be challenged. Why me? Why me? Why me?
You know, I can ask now.
That's yours.
I can ask now, are there any questions? Can someone at least tell me that they heard the class?
Marge has some questions.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Okay, Himanshu, yes, what's the question? Jai Jagannath is smiling from ear to ear now, hearing that you're asking questions. So what's the question?
I have two questions. Yeah. My first question is on this point that service is when you have to save, or that's when other people can actually see what kind of level of devotion you have, and when you're doing a lot of chanting, yeah, you could kind of live in this mental world, and I totally can relate to that. I find myself, when we were living in the temple, we were under like a higher authority structure, so whether you liked it or not, there were certain services you had to do just to keep the show going, you know? And one of the dangers of having a more independent life is you can just do a lot of hearing and chanting, and you feel satisfied and you feel happy, and then you do a little bit of service here and there because you're living in a community, but it's not that intense, you know? And I'm wondering if that's a bit of a trap. How do you maintain a life with a lot of hearing and chanting, but also if there isn't some higher authority structure, if there isn't some like big higher need, you don't really have to do that much physical seva, you know what I mean, Mark? How do you balance
it? I got it. The key point is you're available for service. Hare Krishna. Hi, Bo. Yeah. And a few minutes, I'll probably have to go because so many people are coming that I know. But you have to be in the mood. You're available for service. And everything you do. Hare Krishna. Good to see everyone.
Okay.
Wonderful. I hope you get to spend some time. Okay. Good, good. This is Jai Jagannath, America, and Michael from America.
We didn't meet in Vrindavan, but we saw you. We saw your dad from here.
Okay, so I think that's the key. Okay, Hare Krishna. You know what I do is I give a class every Sunday. On Bhagavatam on Skype.
And you're doing it right now.
Yeah, yeah, but like that. No, that's great. That's great. The other ones I told you that are connected with Raghunath. Michael came from meeting Raghunath, too. We'll be finished. I'm going to look you and say hello. So I think it's being available for service, and I don't want to put down chanting either because it goes the other way. That you have no Bob and you can't do that service with it. But it's got to be a balance, yeah. But the main thing is we're surrendered to Guru and Krishna and we're available. And then that will dictate, it for you, your service is chanting now. And for another person, it's... Of course, you know, Prabhupada said that the perfection of the Hare Krishna movement is to sit down in Mayapur and chant Hare Krishna. So that's also there. What's the second question, Himanshu? Hi, Bo? You have a second question?
I'm here, Mara. I just took a second to unmute. You have a time to answer the second question? It seems like there's a lot going on.
It's one more question, and then because I'm by nature extroverted and there's so much external phenomena, it's going to be hard for me to, like, stay... inside right now. I mean, there's like, but you know, we're really relishing. Yeah.
I'll make it quick. Were explaining how Bhishma Dev is praying to Krishna here in the mood of this chivalrous, valorous bhav, this relationship, rasa. And I'm wondering, since rasa denotes relationship, the two are kind of, they go hand in hand. If one is to find rasa in the whole of Bhagavatam, it would seem that at every step of the way, one is actually able to relish the particular relationship that's being given emphasis. So, for example, in places like we discussed the universal form, where Narada Muni is preaching the Parishat, would you say
it's the other way around? No, it's the other way around.
you relish your relationship. So if someone is in Madhurya Ras and they see Ram, it's not that they're relishing Ram's relationship, they're relishing their relationship. You know, my lover is a king. You know? Or you relish your relationship. Or, you know, or even the universal form. Just see how great Krishna is. You know? That he's not only my, you know, he's not only this, but he's something so grand too. And then that Aishwarya inspires the Madhurya, or the intimacy. It's just like, you know, my mother, I'm her son, right? But my son, the guru. You know? It's not that she's relishing being a guru, right? She's relishing motherly love, right? But
right.
My Aishwarya
right.
gives her joy to no end. And I always joke, from my parents' culture, they don't care what religion I'm in as long as I'm in charge. Okay, I really have to go now, okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, one or two people say hello and then we'll go. This is really exciting with the peacocks and the exotic birds. And our thoroughbred horse, and you know, all the wonderful people. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for such a good class.
Okay, I'm praying that everyone can take a vacation down here. Really? Okay. Anybody else? Okay, I'll end now anyway because I gotta go. Srila Prabhupada.